Original articles. Social and educational inequalities in times of pandemics, challenges in accessing emergency remote education from basic to higher education. Author, Anna Carolina Morey Columbarly, Bachelor, 2014, and Master, 2017, in Law from the São Paulo State University Julio de Mesquita Filho, Campus de Franca, scholarship holder by the Coordination for the Improvement of Higher Education Personnel and by the National Council of Scientific and Technological Development. Doctoral student at the Graduate Program in Latin America Integration at the University of São Paulo. Professor in the disciplines of Criminology and Criminal Policy and Criminal Law at the University of the State of Minas Gerais, Campus Ituiutaba. Email, carolcolombaroli@hotmail.com. Author, Lazara Regina de Morey Columbarly, Master's student at the Postgraduate Program in Analysis and Planning of Public Policies at the São Paulo State University Julio de Mesquita Filho, Campus de Franca. Graduated in Pedagogy from Centro Universitario do Sul de Minas, 2005. Elementary school teacher I of the Municipal Public Network of São Sebastião do Paraíso since 2000. She was a school leader, Municipal Secretary of Education of São Sebastião do Paraíso, 2010-2018. Email, reginacolombarolissb@gmail.com. Abstract. The Brazilian educational context bears within itself the marks of the profound social, economic, and regional inequalities that historically affect the country. In 2020, we were surprised by a health crisis of overwhelming proportions and, given the need for measures of social isolation, the educational system at all levels, abruptly, had to migrate from the presential to the virtual environment. In view of the digital revolution of today, the proposals for domestic education, the search for expanding the use of the distance education modality in college education, it was believed that the transposition to remote education would occur relatively naturally. However, the reality was a large proportion of students without adequate access and support for remote learning, without internet and quality equipment, with reduced interaction possibilities and without the necessary adaptation of the home and family environment to the new situation. This paper aims, through bibliographical research and statistical data analysis, to analyze the process of exclusion and deepening of educational inequalities in the context of emergency remote education, seeking to understand its impacts on the economically and socially vulnerable population, comparing the similarities and differences between basic and college education. Keywords: emergency remote learning, pandemic, social inequalities, educational inequalities, access to education.